Shall we please first read a portion in the Bible?
在马太福音的第十一章。
That's in Matthew chapter 11.
二十五到三十节。
Verses 25 to 30.
马太福音第十一章二十五到三十节。
Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30.
那时，耶稣说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。”
At that time, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent.And have revealed them to babes.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son.And the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
今天早上，我们想和大家一起来分享一点点耶稣基督的福音。
This morning, we would like to share with you a few things about Lord Jesus.
不用问，大家都可以猜想得到。
Now, needless to ask, you could all guess this.
在这个天地之下，谁传福音是最有能力的？
Who is the most powerful person who can share the gospel under the whole universe?
乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord is in the world,
大约有三年半左右的时间，
It's about 3.5 years.
他一边传福音，
As he preached the gospel,
一边他行了很多的神迹奇事。
At the same time, he also worked wonders and miracles.
为了证明他是神的儿子。
In order to prove that he is the Son of God.
可是
But,
令人惊奇的是
Amazingly,
绝大部分听见过他传福音，绝大部分看见过他行神迹奇事的人。
The majority of those who have heard his gospel, who have seen him perform miracles,
都不相信他。
Did not believe him.
我们刚才所念的这段圣经，
Now this passage we just read,
就是当我们的主屡次被人拒绝以后，
It said when our Lord repeatedly being rejected by people,
他向着天上的父所发出的一个祷告。
And this is the prayer he made to the Heavenly Father.
实在说来，也是对我们这地上的人所发出的一个呼唤。
Practically speaking, this is also a calling to us.
好不好？下面我们就从四个方面来看看这一段圣经。
Shall we now consider this passage from four perspectives?
希望能够帮助我们一起来思考，究竟是什么原因阻拦了我们人来到神的面前。
Hopefully this will help us to consider exactly what are the reasons that hinder us from coming to our Lord.
首先我们一起来看、第一方面就是在25到26节。
We'll consider the first point that's from verse 25 to 26.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。
At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
Verse 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight.
这乃是讲到我们的主向着天上的父的一个祷告。
Here it says, of a prayer made by our Lord to the Heavenly Father.
在这个祷告里面, 他提到有两种人。
Now in this prayer, our Lord mentions two types of people.
第一种人是聪明通达的人。
The first one is the wise and the prudent.
我们的主用了两个词来形容这种人。
And our Lord uses two terms to describe people like this.
第一个词是聪明的。
Now the first noun is the wise.
聪明的来是讲到我们人的那个天分。
Now this wise speaks of something you inherit at birth.
我们有很强的学习，我们很善于学习。
Maybe you're quick on learning.
或者有很强的理解能力。
Or very quick on understanding.
很好的记忆。
Or very good memory.
这是天赋。
And this is something given inherent.
相当于我们今天所说的IQ 那个智商。
This is just very much like what we say IQ today.
那么还有一个词呢，是讲到智慧的。
Now another term is speaks of wisdom.
乃是讲到我们所学的很多的知识。
It says all the knowledge that we have learned.
我们很善于去策划，去谋算某些事情。
We're very good at calculating to plan things.
也是讲到我们手上所学的各样的技巧。
It also speaks of all kinds of skills that we have acquired in our hands.
这是第一种人。
And this is the first kind of person.
第二种人乃是讲到婴孩。
Now the second type of persons are babes.
乃是讲到像婴孩一样的人。
Those who are like infants.
他们没有什么知识。
They have no knowledge.
很简单。
They're very simple.
甚至非常愚拙。
Or we could say they are fools to a certain extent.
可是神对待这两种人是完全不同的。
But God treats these two kind of people totally differently.
不光是神是这样。
Not only our God is like this.
主耶稣也是这样。
So is our Lord Jesus.
所以他说天地的主, 我感谢你。
Therefore he says, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you.
尽管他传福音传的是那样的辛苦。
Even though our Lord had such a hard time laboriously preaching the gospel.
那么我们究竟要问, 为神拒绝聪明通达的人是因为他们的罪呢, 还是因为他们的聪明智慧?
Then we would ask God rejected all those wise and prudent. Is it because of their intelligence or is it because of their sins?
所以我们稍微比较这两种人，我们很容易得到结论。
Now, if we can compare these two people, then our answer is quickly arrived.
这两种人中，最大的共同点是什么？
What's the greatest common place among all these two kinds of people?
他们都是罪的。
That they're all sinners.
那么最大的不同点呢?
The greatest difference among these two types of people
婴孩一样的人, 他们没有智慧,
is that infants have no wisdom.
也不聪明,
they're not intelligent.
那么在这儿我们就要问一个问题,
then here we'd like to pose a question.
究竟人的智慧为什么神要这样拒绝人的智慧?
Then why does God want to reject human's wisdom?
究竟人的智慧聪明出了什么问题，以至于神在信主耶稣这件事情上，他非要，他圣经上面说，我要秘诀智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
What's wrong with human wisdom and intelligence that the Bible says, God says that I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and also bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
究竟我们人的聪明智慧出了什么问题，以至于主要在神要在信耶稣这件事情上。
So what's wrong with our human wisdom and intelligence in reference to this believing in our Savior?
以至于神必须要把人的智慧聪明非秘诀不可。
So that God says he has to destroy the wisdom of the wise and also bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
如果我们要稍微对这件事情有一点点明白，我们就必须要先回到最开始，人被神造人的时候。
If we want to somehow understand this, then we have to go to the very beginning when God first created man.
起初当神创造亚当夏娃这一对人类的始祖的时候,
when God first created the ancestors of humankind, the couple of Adam and Eve,
神乃是按照自己的形象样式造男造女。
Now, God created man in the likeness of him, in the image of him, he created male and female.
神有一个目的。
And God had one purpose.
就是要把他的儿子主耶稣基督的生命放在人的心里。
That he wanted to place the son, the life of his son Jesus Christ into man's heart.
所以他造按照他自己的形象来造男造女。
Therefore, he created man and male and female according to his own image.
那么当初神造亚当夏娃的时候呢？
When God created Adam and Eve,
亚当有绝顶聪明的智慧。
Adam had this extraordinary intelligence.
他有过目不忘的记忆能力。
He also had this photogenic memory.
因为神把所有的受造的动物来到他的面，带到他面前，他一一跟他取名字，竟然还不会混起来。
Because God brought all kinds of animals before Adam, and he could name them one by one.
我有三个儿子，我常常把他名字混在一起。
And Adam would not mix up all the names. I have three sons. I often mix their names up.
我叫他们其中一个的时候，我总是要把三个人名字都叫骗了，最后那个人才是我真正想要叫，最后那个名字才是我真想要叫的。
When I tried to call one of the three, I always started the other two. After I finished them, and then eventually I called to the name of the one whom I really want to speak to.
别以为我是这样的，我们教会有个弟兄，他有三个孩子，他也是这样的。
Don't you think that I am like this? Only there is another brother who also has three children, and he is just like me.
最大的不同就是他是三个女儿，我是三个儿子。
The only difference is he has three daughters and I have three sons.
那么亚当还有非常优秀的管理能力，因为他一个人只有两只手要管理伊甸园。
And Adam also had this excellent manager skills with only two hands that he had to rule all of the things.
因为在伊甸园非常大，而且那个时候很原始生活，没有工具的。
Now, in the Garden of Eden, it was very big, and also there had no tools then for Adam to use with.
虽然有夏娃帮助他，但是夏娃大部分时候是在家里做饭。
Although Eve was his helpmeet, but in the most of the time, Eve was just cooking at home.
那么他还有非常卓越的领导才能和语言能力。
And also he had this excellent leadership skill and the language skill.
因为所有的动物都要听他的，而且能够听得懂。
Because all animals had to listen to him and they had to understand him.
他有非常强健的体魄，能够活几百岁。
And also he was strong physically, he could live hundreds of years old.
但是他，这是他的天赋，神给他的，这是他的聪明。
This is his intelligence which God gave him inherently.
但是他没有智慧。
However, he did not have wisdom.
在伊甸园的中间，神栽种了有两棵树，一个是生命树，象征着主耶稣基督那个生命，就是神要给人的。
And as in the middle of the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. One of them is called the tree of life, that symbolizes the life that God wanted to give man.
还有一棵树叫分别善恶树。
And the other tree was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
请大家注意，这两棵树，分别善恶树和生命树一样，都是很好的，因为都是神造的。
Please do remember these two trees are wonderful because they're all created by God.
但是神说了一句话。
However, God said one thing.
神对亚当说。
God said to Adam.
这棵树，分别善恶树上的果子你不能吃，吃的日子必定死。
You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
为什么神这样说？
Why is God said so?
因为神实在希望人能够听他的话。
Because God wanted so much that man would listen to him.
但是神给人选择你要听还是不听。
But God gave man the choice to make a decision whether he wanted to obey or not.
有一天夏娃就来到这个分别善恶树的前面。
And one day this Eve came to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他看见这个树上的果子是这样的好，这样的悦人的眼目。
And he saw the fruits of this tree was so wonderful, pleasant, good for food, pleasant to the eye.
而且圣经这样记载，他看到这个树上果子，他说吃了可以使人有智慧。
And also the Bible records that after eating this tree would give her the wisdom.
所以他听信了撒旦的谎言，觉得他吃了以后就可以和神差不多。
So he was deceived by the liars from Satan and thinking that after she ate of it, she'll be just like God.
她摘下来吃了，也跟自己的丈夫吃了。
Therefore, she took off the fruit, she ate it, and also she gave it to her husband.
果然，他们眼睛明亮了，他们有了分别善恶的智慧。
Exactly, their eyes were opened. Now they had the ability to tell right from wrong.
但是，因着他们不听神的话。
But because they did not obey the voice of God,
而偏听了撒旦的谎言。
Instead, they listened to the lies from Satan.
所以人犯罪堕落了。
Therefore, man sinned and fell.
和神就隔离了。
Therefore, they departed from God. They were separated.
那么人的智慧和聪明呢？
Therefore, man's understanding, man's wisdom.
因着人的犯罪本来都是好的，都是从神来的。
It's original good because it's from God.
但是因着人的犯罪堕落，
but because man's sin and man's fall,
就成了人用来抵挡神的工具。
It has now become the tool with which man objects God.
人不光是要记住自己的聪明智慧，要独立于神，要自己来掌握自己的命运。
With this wisdom and understanding, man want to be separate from God, want to be independent, to have their own power.
而且人要借着自己的聪明智慧把神从人的心里边从这个世界上彻底的赶出去。
And also with man's wisdom and intelligence, man wants to drive out God from their heart totally.
人要夺取神的荣耀。
They want to obtain God's glory.
如果你不相信，就看看我们自己，看看我们周围的人。
Now if you do not believe this, take a look at yourself and all of those whoare surrounding you.
看看世界上的人，看看那些政治家们，看看历史上那些大有智慧、非常聪明的人。
Take a look at all the politicians, all those extremely wise people in the world.
看看那些自称为是神的，或者那些被人称为是神的。
Take a look at those who call themselves gods or who are esteemed as God by people.
这就是为什么神说我要密戒。智慧人的智慧。
And this is why God said, I have to destroy the wisdom of the wise.
废弃聪明人的聪明。
And nullify the understanding of the prudent.
那么，让我们再看看另外的一种人。
Now, let's take a look at another type of people here.
就是我们所说的婴孩一样的人，他们非常简单，没有什么智慧。
These are the people who are just like infants. They're very simple without much intelligence.
我们从主耶稣跟随主耶稣的那几个门徒的身上，我们可以找到这些人的特征。
And from all the disciples who follow the Lord Jesus, we could somehow sense the features of people like this.
他们是吃饭不洗手，简单道理不明白的人。
These are the people when they eat bread, they would not wash their hands and would not understand even the simplest teaching.
有一次，法利赛人就是那些聪明通达的人，从耶路撒冷上到加利利来。向耶稣基督告状，并且实际上是要指责耶稣了。
Now, at one time, the Pharisees, those who are the wise, the prudent, they came from Jerusalem to Galilee. They were accusing Jesus' disciples. Actually, they were accusing the Lord himself.
所以你的门徒为什么吃饭不洗手，不符合古人的遗传？
And they said, why is it your disciples did not wash your hands before eating and are not following the traditions of man?
应该不是一次不洗手，否则法利赛人不会跑这么远来告状，应该是常常不洗手。
So I suppose that disciples, it's not just one time they did not wash their hands before eating, but often they did not wash their hands. That's why all the Pharisees came to accuse them from Jerusalem.
我们都知道在家里谁最不容易洗手的，我们吃饭的时候。
We all know who are the people in your house are most likely not to wash their hands.
那么主耶稣反过来谴责那些法利赛人说出口的、入口的不能够污秽人出口的才会污秽人
But our Lord Jesus turned the table and asked the Pharisees and telling them that which comes into the heart will not never defile a person but that who is coming out of the heart would defile one
法利赛人听了非常气愤觉得你怎么反过来说我们
Now Pharisees were so upset that they said how could youTurn around and say accusing us.
但是门徒听不懂。
But the Lord Jesus, the disciples could not understand it.
后来，主耶稣进到个房间里去，门徒就上来问，能不能把这个比喻讲给我们听
？And then after Jesus entered into the room, they would approach Jesus and saying, "Would you please tell us what this is about?"
什么叫出口的不能够出口的才能够污秽的
？What does it mean that goes out of your heart will defile people?
主耶稣说，你们这个都听不懂吗？
And the Lord Jesus, You don't understand this?
门徒是比较容易冲动，思想比较简单的人。
These disciples were impulsive and their thoughts were quite simple.
有一次主耶稣在水面上行走，因为是天黑了，狂风那个在海上，所以风浪很大。
And one time the Lord Jesus was walking on the water, it was dark, and there was a big storm going on.
门徒开始以为是个鬼怪。
First, his disciples thought this is a ghost.
后来发现是主耶稣以后。
Now, after they realized this is the Lord Jesus,
彼得一下就兴奋起来。
Peter right away got excited.
主啊，能不能让我也走到你那去？
And he said, Lord, let me come to you.
小孩子喜欢模仿大人。
Now, we know children like to imitate adults.
但是就像我太太常告诉我，你儿子上楼梯跟你一样。
Just as my wife often said to me, the way your son goes upstairs is just like you.
如果我是个智慧人，我看到主耶稣在水上行走，会怎么想？
Now, if I'm a wise and prudent person, and I see that Jesus walking on the water, what would I think?
我在找出这个原理，为什么他可以在水上行走？说不定我也可以掌握这门技术。
Then I would try to figure out why he could walk on the water. Maybe after I master this, the reasons, I could do that too.
圣经上有很多神迹奇事，今天的人就是要用科学的方法找出其中背后的原因，所以能够解释它。
Now likewise, with all the miracles and wonders performed in the Bible, people are also trying to figure out with their intelligence, with their wisdom, exactly how this happened.
给大家讲一个故事。
So I would like to tell you a story.
有一个小孩子在公园的那个桌椅子上在看一本圣经的故事。
Now there is this one child sitting on a bench in a park reading a Bible story.
那个故事是关于摩西啊带领上百万的以色列人从埃及出来，带到红海边上。
Now this is a story about Moses leading over millions of people out of Egypt and coming to the brink of Red Sea.
后面以埃及法老的军队要追赶他们，要杀他们。
So here you have Egyptians, soldiers and chariots of King Pharaoh trying to kill them.
那么摩西记着神的大能，就在红海上开了条路，然后以色列人就过去了。
And by God's mighty power, Moses parted the Red Sea, and all the Israelites passed through the dry land.
那么埃及的那个军队也赶上来，也要想走这条路上。
And at this time, Egyptian's army also came up, and they were trying to go through it also.
这红海那个水就合起来，把他们全淹死了。
And then the Red Sea came back close together, and all of those Egyptians were drowned.
那么小孩子读到这个故事的时候，就在那说：“哎呦，真了不起，不得了的事情。”
And as the child was reading this, and he said, "Oh, this is so wonderful! What a feast this is!"
有一个学者模样的人就过来，看着小孩在那弄。很惊奇，就过来问他在看什么。
And a scholar looking person comes around and seeing this child is reading and asking what's he reading.
等这个大人发这个智者发现以后，就说小孩子现在科学技术早都已经知道是为什么他们可以过红海。
And the wise person said to the young kid and saying, "Oh, child, you know, with today's scientific advancement, scientists have figured it all out why the Red Sea parted."
因为在那个季节里边，根据科学证明，水大概只有不到膝盖这么深。
Because according to scientific evidence, in those days, in that season, the Sea of Red Sea is less high than your knees.
所以以色列人当然走就过去了，根本就不用什么开路了。
Of course, Israelites simply just walk through it. They did not need water to be parted.
小孩子看着这位学者目瞪口呆的。
And the child looked at the scholar dumbfounded.
小就是说，好好的学习，长大以后成为科学家，你也会知道这些事的。
And then the wise man said to the young kid that, you know, study hard. After you grow up, you will understand it all.
这个学者站起来正要走。
And as the scholar is about to stand up and to leave,
小孩子说：“哇，真是了不起。”
And the child goes again, "Oh, wonder how wonderful this is."
这个大人说：“没关系，你长大就知道了。”
And the scholar says, "Well, after you grow up, you'll get it."
小孩子说：“我不是那个意思。”
The child says, "Oh, I don't mean that."
他水只有这么深，是不是？
If the water is this deep only.
哇，神怎么能用这么深的水把那个埃及军队全部淹死了？
How could God using this deep of water to drown all Egyptians?
就是聪明人和小孩子他们就是想的东西不一样的。
So this is how the wise and the infant, the young kids think differently.
门徒在一起的时候喜欢做一件事情。
Now when the disciples come together, they would like to do one thing.
谁是最大的？
They would argue who's the greatest.
啊，我的儿子常常也在看完电视以后，常常在那讨论谁最大，谁最有 power, 谁最厉害。
Then all my sons, after they watch the TV show, they would be arguing with one another, saying, who's the greatest, who's the mightiest?
我告诉他们主耶稣最大。
And I would tell them, Jesus is the greatest.
他说你讲的是真的，我们现在说的是假的。
What you're talking to us is real, but what we're talking about is make-believe.
Okay. 那么门徒还有一件事情，他们喜欢撒娇。
And also, all the disciples like to do one thing. It's like they would like to show their affection.
约翰跟随主耶稣的时候，大概是个青少年，应该是十几岁的那个青少年了。
Now, John, Apostle John, when he followed Jesus, is probably a teenager, in his teens.
动不动他就把整个身上偏到主耶稣的怀里来，就是你知道吗？
Very often he would recline on Jesus' bosom.
知道，要是个女孩还可以想象得到。
Well, if this is a girl, we could understand it, doing this.
可是就是这样的一些人。
But it's exactly this kind of, this type of people.
主耶稣对他们说。
That the Lord Jesus said.
神国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
That the mystery of the kingdom of heaven will be known, made known to you only.
不叫他们知道。
And will not let others know.
我们真是需要来想一想，究竟是为什么。
We really have to think carefully exactly why.
有的人说，在圣经里边也有很多很绝顶聪明的人，神也认识他们，也使用他们。
Well, people say that in the Bible there are many who are extremely intelligent, and God also used them.
摩西啊，他学会了埃，就是刚才我们所讲的那个领以色列人过红海那个人。
Just like Moses, that whom we just mentioned, that who led Israelites to go through the Red Sea.
他学会了埃及人一切的学问。
He is learned with all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
说话行事都有才能。
He is extremely mighty and powerful in deeds and words.
埃及就相当于现在的美国。
Now the Egypt then is just like America today.
还有保罗，他学会了，罗马那个犹太人的律法。
And also Paul is learned in all the Jews' laws.
希腊人的哲学。
And also the Greeks' philosophies.
罗马人的政治。
And Romans' politics.
所以三样东西是今天西方文明的三大支柱或者三大发源了。
And also this is the very three pillars of Western civilization today.
这两个绝顶聪明的人，神怎么样形容他们？
Then how does God describe these two extremely smart people?
神说摩西是为人极其谦和的。
And God says of Moses that he is extremely humble.
英文的翻译就是在地球表面上没有一个人比他更谦卑了。
Above all those who are in the face of the earth, as the English verse says.
那么保罗，圣经引用保罗的话这样说。
And Paul, the Bible says of him.
我把以前当作有意义的事情，现在都看作有损的。
What things that are gain to me today, I count them loss.
我万事看作粪土。
I counted all things as dross.
我要得着耶稣基督。
In order to gain Christ Jesus.
就是这样的一些人，神把他的奥秘智慧赐给他。
It is this kind of people that God reveals His mystery, His to them.
好不好？那么我们就来看看究竟这些事情，神所说的神国的奥秘，或者我们刚才圣经里边二十五节讲的这些事，像聪明通达的人。就藏起来，究竟是什么事呢？
Now let's now consider what exactly is the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, and also exactly what are the things that God would reveal to babes only instead of to the wise and prudent.
这是我们今天要分享的第二个方面。
And this is the second aspect of the sharing today.
我们来看第二十七节。
So in verse 27,
一切所有的都是我父交付于我的。除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。
Verse 27, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him.
这句经文是什么意思？
What does this verse say?
乃是说到在宇宙万物之上。
It says that above all the creation in the whole universe,
有一位天地的主。
There is one Lord of heaven and earth.
没有人知道他。
Nobody knows him.
他创造宇宙万物，创造人类。
He's created all human beings, created all creation.
乃是为着他的儿子主耶稣。
And this is all done for his son Jesus Christ.
并且他把这一切都给了主耶稣。
And also he has given all these things to Jesus.
主耶稣成了万有的拥有者，也成了全人类的主。
Therefore, our Lord Jesus is the Lord of all humankind and also the very Lord, owner of all creation.
不管你是愿意也好，不愿意也好，你是相信也好，不相信也好。
Whether you are willing or not willing, whether you believe him or you don't.
他都是你的主。
He is your Lord.
他将来有一天都要审判你。
And one day he will judge you.
没有人知道这些事情。
And nobody knows this.
除了父把这些事情告诉人以外。
Unless...Our Heavenly Father revealed these things to man.
或者是主，或者主耶稣他自己愿意向一些人启示以外，没有人知道这些事情。
Or unless our Lord Jesus revealed this thing to a group of people, others would never know.
可能大家就有这样的问题。
And you might have this question.
你讲的怎么知道是真的？
How do I know what you say is true?
天底下有这么多自称是神的。
There are so many people who claim to be God in under the heaven.
有不少的讲的也是头头是道。
And so many people seem so persuasive.
我怎么知道刚才你所念的这个经文是真的呢？
Then how do I know this passage you just read is true?
我告诉你，这一点都不奇怪。
Now I would like to tell you that this should not be something strange at all.
圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣来到这个世界的时候，这个世界是借着他造的。
Now,The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus, when he came to the world, even though this world was created through him,
这世界根本不认识他。
However, the world did not know him.
他来到属于自己的地方，这个地方的人根本不接待他。
He came to his own, but his people did not receive him.
那些亲眼看见过他，亲眼听见过他的人也都不相信。
Those who actually seen him personally have heard him,Personally, did not believe him either.
就连他自己的家人、他的兄弟、他的母亲也认为他癫狂了。
Even his family, his mother, his brothers would think that Jesus is crazy.
因为他连饭都顾不上吃。
Because as he was preaching, he did not have time to eat bread.
3.5年的时间，那些门徒和他朝夕相处。
For 3.5 years, his disciples stayed with him day and night.
也是一会儿相信他，又一会儿又怀疑他。
And they would believe him at one moment, and then the next they would disbelieve him.
后来直到有一天，主耶稣基督他被钉死在十字架上，从死里复活了。
Until the very day that Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, and on the very day that he was risen from the dead.
神的灵降下来，降到这些人的身上。
And after God's Spirit has come upon these people.
那么那个时候，这些人才真正的、完全的相信。耶稣基督是神。
Then these people truly, completely believe that Jesus is the Lord.
我想告诉大家，基督徒传福音有个非常大的难处。
Now I would like to tell you that as Christians share the gospel, they have one greatest difficulty.
就是讲不清楚。
That they cannot express it clearly.
我在网上看到有一个，尤其是最通明通达的人哈，网上我看到有一个人。
And I saw this person recorded on the web.
他可能是个非常聪明的人。
He probably is a really smart guy.
他说到目前为止，所有给我传福音的人，还没有一个人能够过得了我三个问题不被问。
He said up to now, there hasn't been one person who can pass my three questions, especially those Christians.
可能你们觉得他骄傲，但是我看到这个时候，我觉得他说的可能是真话。
Maybe you would think, wow, this person is really proud, but I believe he's telling the truth.
不光是基督徒传福音讲不清楚，而且基督徒因着这个讲不清楚，所以传福音常常犯一个错误。
Now, not only we could not express the gospel distinctly, but often we made one mistake here.
就是想办法用我们自己的言语、自己的智慧，要把证明神的存在，用科学的知识也好。想要说，你看神的事情是真实的。
We often want to prove to people that with the scientific knowledge or some man's wisdom, telling them, you see, it's true, God is here.
有一个弟兄哈，我听到一个弟兄有一次在分享福音的时候，他用化学的知识来解释神的事情。
One time I heard a brother sharing the gospel with all the knowledge in chemistry, trying to explain the gospel to people.
对不起，这个弟兄不是我们中间的，所以不用去想是谁。
You don't have to get who he is. He's not among us.
那么因为我是学化学的，我的听起我为他非常着急。
Because I'm a student of chemistry, as I heard him, I was worried about for him.
因为他连原子和分子之间究竟是什么样一个关系，他都没有搞清楚。
Because he could not tell the exact relationship between the molecule and the atom.
实在说呢，我不是说我的听讲的不好，而是因为我感觉到我包括我自己在内，我常常也用这样的方法来传福音。
Frankly speaking, I'm not saying our brother was saying the things not in the right way, but what I'm saying is that I am also like him very often.
圣经告诉我们说，
But the Bible tells us,
你们的信不在于人的言语。
Your faith is not in the words of man,
也不在于人的智慧,
not in the wisdom of man,
乃是在于神的大能,
but in the power of God.
看到没有？人，你不管你是聪明通达的人也好,
Do you see it here? Whether you are prudent or you're wise,
或是你是幼稚愚拙的也好,
or whether you're simple or you're foolish,
你根本不可能知道神的事的。
None of you would know the things of God.
那么我们人怎么样可以明白，怎么样可以相信神呢？
Then how can man actually come to believe in God?
好，这就是我们今天要分享的第三个部分。
And this is the third point in our sharing today.
第二十八节。
Verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这一句非常简单的经文来讲出了两千年前主耶稣来到地上的目的。
Now, what a simple statement this is, but it actually speaks of the very purpose 2,000 years ago that our Lord Jesus came to the world.
这乃是一个呼召。
This is actually a calling.
向着我们人的一个呼召。
To human, a calling to human beings.
如果大家有英文的话，一看就更容易看得出来。
If you have your English Bible, once you take a look at it, it's so clearly.
如果把英文直接翻译成中文呢？
But if we translate the English to Chinese,
就是这样的。
It says so.
来吧，到我这里来。
That come to me.
你们所有劳苦担重担的人。
All of you who labor and are heavy laden.
我将给你们安息。
I will give you rest.
这不是一个随随便便的呼召。
This is not a calling given so easily, so.Randomly.
因为在这个呼召的背后，主耶稣付出了极其惨重的代价。
Because behind all this calling, our Lord has paid this extremely painful price.
因为人因为罪的缘故和神是完全隔绝的。
Because of sin, man and God are totally separate.
人根本不知道关于神的事情。
There is no way for man to know things of God.
而神呢，因着他荣耀的缘故，他也不可能跟人靠近。
And God, because of His glory, has no way to come close to man either.
因为人的罪啊，神要是靠近，神要想靠近人呢，那个神的荣耀就要击杀人。
With man's sin, if God does want to come closer to man, then God's glory would just kill all man.
那么怎么办呢？
So what shall we do?
神的儿子他是神。
And God's son who is God,
他放弃神一切，神儿子一切的荣耀。
He's forsaken all the glory of sons of God.
他降世成为最卑贱的人，来到人间。
He came to the world, he became a lowly person.
代替人的罪被钉死在十字架上。
To replace man for man's sin to be nailed on the cross.
然后三天以后他就复活了。
And in 3 days he's risen.
他的死而复活在人和神之间就开辟了一条唯一的道路。
Now this resurrection from death has now become the very way between man and God.
这个道路就是他自己流血的身体。
This way is his body shedding all the blood.
那么当人如果愿意来到神主耶稣的面前呢，
So if man is willing to come to God,
就被他的血所洁净。
Then his sins is cleansed.
可以重新来到神的，可以来到神的面前。
Then this person can again come to God,
得到安息。
To receive God's rest.
安息是什么？
Now what is rest?
我们中国人对安息有时候有一些误解。
Now, sometimes we Chinese have this misunderstanding of rest.
安息乃是讲到我们人重新回到神造我们的那个目的里面。
Rest simply means man would come back again to the very purpose that God had when he created man.
得着主耶稣就是神儿子的那个生命。
And he received the Lord Jesus, the very life of God's Son.
可以永远的荣耀神。
And he could forever glorify God.
在这儿有一个极其重要的圣经真理。
Now here there is one extremely important Bible truth.
人的罪再也不能够成为人，记住哈，人的罪再也不能够成为人和神之间这条道路的阻拦。
Now remember this, man's sin can never become, no longer become the very hindrance between the way man and God.
因为主耶稣的宝血，主可以洁净全人类的罪，也可以洁净每一个人的所有你能想象到的罪。
Because the Lord Jesus' blood can cleanse all the sins of mankind, every single sin that you could ever imagine.
那么这儿就有个问题了。
Now here we have one question.
既然人和神之间这条道路罪再也原来是罪阻隔的啊，现在人和神之间再也没有阻隔了。
Now originally that sin stands in between the way of God and man, and now there is no more this hindrance.
那究竟是什么原因让我们今天不信？
Then why is that that today people do not believe in?
既然神可以随便的来到人间了，因着主耶稣基督的宝血的缘故。
Now God today could simply come to man because of the blood of Jesus Christ as He wishes.
乃是我们人的聪明，我们的智慧。
But it's all because of man's wisdom and man's understanding.
因为这个聪明智慧所带来的那个骄傲。
The very outcome of man's wisdom and man's intelligence, that is our pride.
使我们人自己，我们不愿意来到主耶稣的面前。
It is we ourselves are not willing to come before Jesus.
这个呼召乃是向着凡劳苦担重担人所发出的。
And this calling is sent out to all those who labor and are heavy laden.
谁是劳苦担重担的人？
Who are those who labor and are heavy laden?
他们和我们刚才所讲的那些聪明通达的人，那些婴孩一样的人，究竟是什么样一个关系？
What are their relationship with all those people we just mentioned, the wise, the prudent, and the infants?
当初夏当亚娃犯罪堕落以后呢？
When Adam and Eve sinned and they fell,
就受到了神的审判。
Then they God judged them.
审判的结果就是。
And the very outcome of God's judgment is death.
人必须终身劳苦。
Now men had to labor all their lifetime.
汗流满面，方能从地里边得到吃的。
In the sweat of their face, they will eat bread.
而且人从此就没有安息，要来自于这个地里那个尘土，必归于尘土。
And from then on, man had no longer any rest in himself, and out of the ground he came, to dust he shall return.
这是劳苦而且没有安息的人。
These are the people who labor, who have no rest.
那么谁是担重担的人呢？
Who are those who are heavy laden?
我们人一直在做一件事情。
We men are continue to do one thing.
不管你是有意识的还是无意识的。
Whether it is consciously or subconsciously.
就是我们要想靠着我们的聪明智慧。
That is, we're trying by our very own wisdom and intelligence.
抗拒神的审判。
To resist God's judgment.
从这个劳苦中被解放出来。
Trying to set ourselves free from this labor.
得到自由。
To be free.
有朝一日，我们甚至这样梦想。
And even at one time, we're thinking.
我们可以长生不老，永远不死。
That we could live forever and never die.
难道不是这样吗？
Isn't it so?
看看物质文明高度发展的今天。
Take a look at today's age with this advanced in materialism.
我们比较一下和亚当夏娃他们那个原始的生活，我们不是已经早就从这个地里边的劳苦中早就解放出来了吗？
And compare it with the days original days of Adam and Eve, shouldn't we be set free long time ago from this labor, from this heavy laden things?
请问大家，我们真的有自由吗？我们真的安息吗？
Let me ask you all, do we really have rest? Do we really have this freedom?
我们现在的人真的像我们所智慧所想要得到的那样得到了吗？
Now, have we really received it all with the wisdom of man?
让我们一起来看看当今世界上最强大最发达的国家就是我们生活的美国。
Now let's take a look at the greatest, the most powerful country that is America in which we live.
美国的军事、科学、政治、经济、文化哪一样不是建立在人的那个聪明智慧的基础上的？
All America's military, political, economical, cultural, scientific advancement, isn't it each one of them is based upon human wisdom?
足以使美国可以在全世界称王称霸，到处做警察。
And the Lord has made America become a world police, and being the strongest one in whole universe.
可是事件在美国的这个所谓秩序的维持下，我们事件有平安没有？
But does the world have any peace under the dominating power of America?
美国的国债是$90,000,000,000 nine trillion.
And America's budget is $9 trillion.
靠记日本记中国的那个钱来度日，美国政府。
However, it borrowed money from America, from Japan, and from China.To trying to carry through this budget.
而我们生活在美国的人呢？
But all of us who live in America.
我们能够拿着美国护照去阿富汗、去伊朗、伊拉克自由旅行吗？
Can we, with American passport, to go freely sightseeing in Afghanistan or to Iraq or Iran?
我们在美国生活的人，我们每天都随着那个汽油的价格在波动。
And we, our mind is also fluctuating with the up and down price of gas.
有一个统计数据这样告诉我们。
And a statistics tells us this.
每十个美国人中就有一个患有严重的忧郁症。
Now one out of 10 Americans has severe depression.
每十个美国儿童中有两个患有忧郁症。
Two out of 10 children in this country has depression.
每十个美国妇女中有三个美国妇女患有忧郁症。
Three out of ten women, American women have depression.
将来十年以后，忧郁症将成为仅次于心脏病的第二大杀手。
Now, 10 years from now, depression will be the second killer in whole America, only next to the heart attack.
为什么我们人会忧郁啊？
Why is it men are depressed?
我们心中的重担。
It's all because of the heavy burden within us.
各位朋友，
Now, all our friends,
我们知不知道？
Do we know?
乃是我们的骄傲，我们的自信，蒙蔽了我们的眼睛。
It is our pride, it is our self-confidence that has blinded our eyes.
我们看不见我们是劳苦担重。
So that we do not know, we labor, we are the people who are heavy laden.
我们是我们的聪明我们的智慧塞住了我们的耳朵
It's our intelligence our wisdom stopped our ears
我们听不见主耶稣对我们的那个呼召
Our ears are so clogged that we do not hear the calling of our Lord Jesus
如果有一天我们真的愿意把这些东西都放下
But if one day we are truly willing to let go of all of this
我们就会惊奇地发现一件事情
Then amazingly we will find one thing
劳苦重担竟然可以成为我们的祝福
that this heavy burden this labor could actually become our blessing
使我们降卑下来
because they humble us
就像婴孩来到父母的面前得到所需要的
just as infants would always come before their parents to be provided for
我们也可以来到主耶稣的面前
so likewise we can come before Jesus
谢谢他为我们的事
And we should thank him for his dying for us.
求他赦免我们的罪。
And we ask him to forgive our sins.
求他把那个永生赐给我们。
And we ask him to give us the eternal life.
圣经这样告诉我们说。
And the Bible tells us this.
若神的儿子叫你们得自由，你们就真自由了。
If the Son of God gives you freedom, and you are free.
又说。
And it says.
一切见神的儿子而相信的人有永生，得永生。
He who sees our Lord Jesus and believes him has this eternal life.
我们刚才的28节圣经告诉我们，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Verse 28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
自由
，freedom，
永生
，everlasting life，
安息
，rest。
难道不是我们
一直想要得到的没有得不到的。
Aren't these things we continue to pursue while yet they always elude us?
好，这是我们要想分享的第三个方面。
Now this is what we like to share with you, the very third point.
我想我们先来把这三点先总结一下。
Let's just quickly sum up the three points we just shared.
首先，我们人靠着我们的聪明智慧，我们根本啊不能够来到神的面前，因为神不让我们。
First, by our human wisdom and intelligence, we can never come before God because God does not allow us to do so.
因为人的聪明智慧，人的什么东西都不可能认识神的事情。
By whatever man has, whether it's wisdom or intelligence, man simply cannot understand God's things.
就连神自己，如果是因着人的罪的缘故，神也不能够随便来到人的面前的。
Even God himself, because man's sin cannot come easily before come to man.
乃是主耶稣基督在十字架上的死，使人和神之间的这个通道建立了一条通路。
It is our Lord Jesus Christ's death on the cross. He built this very way that could strictly reach our God.
那么神今天要把他自己的事情完全的告诉人。
Now today, God wants to reveal His things to man.
但是今天人不愿意要。
However, man do not want them.
乃是我们的智慧阻拦了我们来到神的面前。
And it is all our wisdom, human intelligence, that have prevented us from coming to Him.
除非有一天我们真是看到我们是劳苦担重担的人，我们需要。
Unless one day you truly see that you labor, you are heavy laden, and you need Him.
我们降卑下来，像婴孩一样来到神的面前。就告诉我们
Until one day you humble yourself like infants and come to him, telling them you need him.
那么还有最后一点，第四个方面。
Now, lastly, the fourth point.
也是最难的。
It's the most difficult one.
好，我们中间很多福音朋友常常来到我们的中间。
Now we have many gospel friends coming to our midst.
那么他们都会有这样一个感觉。
And they all have the same feeling.
你们这些得到自称得到永生得到安息的人，怎么我们怎么觉得日常生活中看不出来呢？
Those you who have professed having this eternal life, this rest, why is it we cannot see it from you?
所以他们想可能是永生安息乃是指的将来离开这个地上以后的将
So they would think that whether this rest or eternal life must be something after we die, after we depart from
this world, 是将来的事情。
It's something in the future.
而今天来到我们中间的福音朋友，他们最关心的人乃是今生今世的需要。
And all, many of our gospel friends come to us are mostly concerned with present things.
圣经不是这样告诉我们的。
However, this is not what the Bible tells us.
圣经说我们得安息得永生乃是从我们信耶稣基督得到神儿子的生命的那一刻就开始了。
Now the Bible tells us that it is from the very moment we believe in Jesus, we receive the life of Son, that we have this eternal life and we have rest.
那为什么我们在我们大多数信主的人身上我们看不到呢？
Then why is it from most of the believers that we do not see this?
我给大家举一个不恰当的例子。
I would like to tell you a somehow inappropriate example.
有一个人买了那个乐透奖哈，然后中了$10 million的彩奖。
A person won a lottery and he won a $1 trillion.
他当时$1 trillion yes.那么他把这个钱拿到手上的时候，看到这个支票，你说他高兴吗？
With this $1 billion in his hand, looking at this check, would you say he is happy?
他，我想当他听到自己拿到这些钱的时候，他是非常高兴的。
I'm sure when he knew he won the prize with this much money in his hand, he must be very happy.
但是如果他把这个钱拿来存到银行里去，然后再去过自己原来的生活呢？
But if he simply deposits the money into his bank account, he just goes back to lead his original life.
我想问大家一个问题。
Then I would like to ask you a question.
他是不是亿万富翁？
Is he a billionaire?
当然是，因为有$10 million的钱放在银行里是属于他的。
Of course he is, because he has this $1 billion in his account.
但是他享受到那个钱给他带来的那个富裕生活。
But has he enjoyed all the affluent life that the money has brought him?
这样的例子 在世界上是绝对不会发生的。
Now this kind of example will never happen in this world.
我告诉大家，在教会里边，每天都在发生。
However, it happens. Let me tell you, daily in the church.
我们得到了主耶稣基督那个不知道比十亿美元要宝贝多的多的那个生命和安息。
We have received this life of the rest, which is more precious than this $1 billion.
可是我们却不去享受，继续去过我们原来的生活。
But we do not know how to enjoy it. We simply just carry out our daily lives as before.
那么怎么样才能在今生今世享受到那个安息呢？
Then what? How can we enjoy this rest in our present days?
我一开始告诉大家，很难解决这个问题。
In the very beginning, I told you this is a question that is hard to resolve.
但是有一件事情我们是肯定的。
But one thing is affirmative.
我们得到神的永生，得到安息，不是靠着我们的聪明，我们的智慧。
That is, it's definitely not by our wisdom, our intelligence that we have received this rest.
同样，我们要享受这个安息，我们也绝对不能够靠着我们的智慧，我们的聪明。
So in like manner that we can never enjoy this rest by our wisdom, by our very own intelligence.
圣经旧约以色列人的历史。
Now the history of the Israelites in the Bible.
新约很多的书信都是告诉我们这件事情。
And also the many of the epistles in the New Testament tell us the same thing.
但是我们人不知道为什么，就是一而再，再而三，就在这件事情上我们失败。
But man, not knowing why, we simply fail time and again on this matter.
好，我们来再看最后的两节圣经。
So let's read the last two verses here.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这乃是告诉我们一个全新的智慧。
Here, the Lord presents a brand new wisdom.
我们基督徒，我们不是不讲智慧的。
No, Christian, as Christians, it's not that we do not talk about wisdom.
我们讲的乃是从前那个隐藏的，是神深奥的智慧。
However, the wisdom we talk about is the hidden wisdom, is the wisdom in the mystery of God.
这个智慧就是我们的主耶稣基督他自己。
And the very wisdom is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
唯有记得这个智慧，我们才能够真正的进入了安息。
Because only through this wisdom we can actually enter His rest.
好不好？我们还有一点点时间，因为刚才可能唱诗歌的弟兄带的时间比较长。
Because we sang a little long the hymn, so.
不过那非常好啊，那歌。我们再花一点点的时间来分享一下，究竟这个智慧是什么。
So I'm time pressed, but I would like to share you just with a little bit of time to tell you what the true wisdom is.
啊，这个二十九节告诉我们说，主说我的心里柔和谦卑。
Now verse 29, the Lord says, I am gentle and lowly in heart.
柔和是什么？
And what is gentle?
柔和啊，这个字在圣经里边只用过一次，就在这个地方。
Now this word is used only once in the whole Bible.
它是乃是讲着我们主耶稣基督那个生命的本质的那一面。
It speaks of the very nature of the life of our Lord Jesus.
圣经这样形容我们的主像一个羔羊那样的温柔。
Now the Bible describes our Lord as a lamb, gentle as a lamb.
那么谦卑又是什么呢？
And what is humility?
谦卑这个字的意思乃是说人要把它降到最低，在地面上不能再低的位置。
It means man will humble our Lord to the very, very lowest place where he cannot go down further.
我想告诉大家，我们主耶稣是神。
I want to share with you that our Lord Jesus God.
在神性里边是没有谦卑的。
In His deity, there is no such a thing called humility.
在神的面前只有荣耀。
Because before God, there is only glory.
这个宇宙万物中间没有一样东西值得我们的神可以谦卑下来的。
There is nothing in all creation, in all the whole universe that could humble our Lord.
所以主耶稣的谦卑乃是当他道成肉身来以后，他学习而得来的。
So the humility of our Lord Jesus is learned after he became flesh in the world.
所以圣经希伯来是这样讲的。
Therefore, in the Bible, the Hebrews tells us,
他虽然是神的儿子，
although he is the son of God,
还是因为所受的苦难而学了顺从。
He learned obedience through the afflictions he suffered.
我们的主自己学习，他成了人以后，他学习来顺从，来谦卑。
So our Lord, after becoming a man, he learned to become humble.
因为要这样做，他必须要先放弃他的荣耀才可。
To do so first, he had to forsake all his glory.
这位就是这位谦卑的主，他可以竟然变成像奴仆一样的人，给门徒洗脚。
It is this very humble, lowly Lord today. He served, he washed his disciples' feet simply as a servant.
这位柔和谦卑的主，就是这位柔和谦卑的主，他自己像一个默默的羔羊，被人牵到了被杀的地方。
It is this gentle and lowly Lord who is just like a lamb being led to the slaughter.
就是被钉十字架的地方。
To the very place he would be nailed on the cross.
他不为自己辩护，默默的一声不说话。
He would not defend for himself. He was silent.
任有人亵渎他，侮辱他。
With all men's profanity and blasphemy.
打他的耳光，吐他的口水。
Striking his face, spitting on him.
我们能想象到神能够被人这样做吗？不可能。
Can you imagine God being treated by men like this?
不光是如此，那个时候仇敌撒旦也动用一切黑暗的势力来攻击他。
Not only so, the Satan also attacked our Lord with all the dark power, trying to strike our Lord.
就连我们在天上的父，他也把他对人类的罪恶的一切愤怒倾倒在他的儿子身上。
Even our heavenly Father poured out all his wrath against men's sin onto him.
这位道成肉身的主到最后也软弱了。
So this Lord who became flesh, toward the very end, he became weak.
在钉十字架的前一天晚上，他非常痛苦，他来到神的面前对神说。
On the very night before he was nailed on the cross, he was in exceeding painful anguish. He came before God.
他说：“我父啊。”
And he said, "My Father."
倘若可行。
If it's possible.
求你将这个杯。叫这个杯离开我。
Remove this cup from me.
但是我们主说。
And then our Lord said.
但是不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But not as I will, but as you will.
神为了爱我们。
Now God, for the sake of loving us.
为了救赎我们。
For the sake of redeeming us.
他最后被钉死在十字架上。
This Lord is nailed on the cross.
三天以后他复活了。
And in 3 days he was resurrected.
他的复活乃是向整个宇宙整个世界宣告。
His resurrection made the proclamation to whole world, to whole universe.
他已经战胜了人的罪。
That he has triumphed over man's sin.
人的死亡。
Man's death.
和撒旦。
And even Satan.
他靠着什么战胜的？
But by what he conquered all these?
他乃是靠着他那柔和谦卑的智慧柔和谦卑的生命。
This is by his humble and lowly spirit.
29节乃是一个命令。
And also, verse 29 is a command.
如果我们看英文就非常清楚。
If you read your English Bible, it's quite distinct here.
它乃是我们命令我们这些已经放下劳苦重担的人。
Lord Jesus commanded all of us who have let go of our labor and our heavy burden.
命令我们这些已经得到神永生生命的人。
He commands all of us who have received His eternal life.
负起他的轭来学他的样式。
To take His yoke and learn from Him.
就是柔和谦卑。
To be gentle and to be lowly.
他应许我们说。
He's promised us.
这一切都是容易的，都是轻省的。
All these things are light, are easy.
我告诉大家，如果你真正自己想要去学的话，根本不容易，根本不轻。
But let me share this with you. If you want to try to learn this on your own, it's not easy, it's not light.
但是主为什么这么说？
But why does our Lord say so?
因为我们的主自己亲自的经历过这一切的事情。
Because our Lord Himself has gone through every aspect of this.
只要是我们心里愿意，
as long as we're willing our heart,
他就要和我们一起来背负这一切。
He will come together, bear everything together with us.
最后
Lastly,
我在默想这段时间我在默想这些经文的时候、
during all this time as I was meditating on this passage
也实在是借着弟兄姊妹的祷告
and also through our brothers and sisters prayers
我实在是看见神对我说
I really see that God has said to me
他说 教会谁是元首，谁是头？
Now, who is the very head of, in the church?
谁是教会的主？
Who is the Lord of the church?
我说当然是主耶稣了。
And I say, Lord, of course, it's you.
但是谁在教会里边声音最小？
Who is the one who has the lowest voice in the church?
我们的主的声音在这个喧闹的世界里边是那样的微小，那样的轻柔。
Our Lord's voice is so gentle, so small in this boisterous world.
如果我们要学他的样式，温柔谦卑来到他面前。
Even we want to learn from him to be gentle and to be holy to come before him.
如果我们愿意安静地等候在他面前。
If we are willing to wait before him quietly.
我们可以听到他的声音。
We could hear the voice of God.
当我们听到他的声音的时候。
And when we hear his voice.
我们就会发现我们正安息在主的怀里。
We'll find that we're actually resting in his arms.
好吧，我们就到这儿，我们一起有点祷告。
We now conclude our sharing at this point. Shall we have a farewell prayer, please?
所以说我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we just want to give you thanks.
求你借着你自己的话语来对每一个人心里讲。
And may you speak to each one of us into their hearts with your own word.
愿意每一个人都能听到你的声音。
So that everyone could hear your voice.
人的言语算不得什么。
All man's words is simply nothing.
唯有你亲自来启示我们。
Only when you yourself would reveal it to us.
主啊，巴不得在这个时候。
Oh Lord, if only just at this time.
你对我们在座每一个人讲话。
You will speak to each one of us sitting here.
我们还不曾认识你的人。
Those of us who haven't known you.
我们已经认识你的人。
Or those who have known you.
主啊，我们需要得到你的安息。
Oh Lord, we need to gain this rest from you.
主啊，愿意你来保守我们。
Oh Lord, may you keep us.
祝福我们。
Bless us.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.